County police arrest two, recover stolen car, firearm. Members of the Fairfax County Police Department's Tyson's Urban Team on March 12 arrested two Maryland residents and recovered a stolen car and stolen firearm. Officers received an alert from a Flock safety license plate reader that a stolen 2018 BMW X5 was in the area. After verifying the car still was stolen, officers found the parked BMW. Police saw a man and a woman return to the car and took them into custody. Police allegedly found the 27-year-old Maryland man in possession of a stolen firearm with a loaded high-capacity magazine. Authorities have charged him with receiving stolen property, larceny of a firearm, possession of Schedule 1, 2 narcotics, possession of Schedule 1, 2 narcotics while in possession of a firearm, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, 3 counts of credit card theft, 3 counts of identity theft and 6 counts of possession of fictitious driver's licenses. Authorities have charged the 26-year-old Maryland woman with receiving stolen property, 2 counts of credit card theft, 2 counts of identity theft and possession of a fictitious driver's license. Both have been released on bond, police said. Vienna man, 33, faces charges for drug possession, credit card theft. A Vienna police officer on March 11 at 7:22 p.m. observed a vehicle traveling through an apartment complex in the 200 block of Cedar Lane, S.E., and recognized the driver as a man who was wanted on outstanding warrants. The officer initiated a traffic stop and confirmed the warrants. Police arrested the 33-year-old Vienna man and took him to the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center. During the arrest, the officer found the man was in possession of narcotics, police said. Authorities served the man with warrants charging him with felony credit card theft and misdemeanor credit card fraud. Authorities also charged him with felony cocaine possession and misdemeanor marijuana possession because of narcotics Vienna police reportedly found during his arrest. Vienna man reports theft of funds from food stamps credit card. A resident living in the 100 block of East Street, N.E., told Vienna police that, sometime between March 9 at 5:14 p.m. and March 10 at 4 p.m., someone had stolen funds from his food stamps credit card. Vienna police cite man, 18, for at-large dog. A resident living in the 500 block of Malcolm Road, N.W., told Vienna police on March 12 at 11:31 a.m. that a dog that frequently gets loose was running at-large. The dog was gone when the officer arrived, but the resident had pictures of it. At 5:11 p.m. that same day, a Vienna police officer responded to a report that the dog from the incident above was running at large in the 400 block of Blair Road, N.W. Police returned the dog to its home and issued a summons to an 18-year-old man charging him for the at-large dog. Police released the man on his signature. Vienna police cite woman, 38, for having at-large dog. Vienna police on March 16 at 10:35 a.m. dispatched officers to Peterson Lane Park, 575 Malcolm Road, N.W., after receiving a report about a dog running at-large. One of the officers saw the dog acting aggressively before it ran home, police said. Police issued a summons to a 38-year-old Vienna woman charging her with having an at-large dog. Vienna man reports someone used his information to take out loan. A man living in the 300 block of Jean Place, N.E., informed Vienna police on March 13 at 3:57 p.m. that someone had used his personal information to take out a loan. Youth taken into custody on detention order. Vienna police on March 14 at 12:30 p.m. dispatched an officer to Cedar Lane School, 101 Cedar Lane, S.E., after receiving a report about a juvenile who was reported as a missing person from Fairfax County and had an active detention order. The officer transported the juvenile to the Fairfax County Juvenile Intake, where authorities served her with the detention order and turned her over to the custody of the staff. Police offer security surveys to assess security at houses of worship. Fairfax County Police on March 17 encouraged faith leaders to request a security survey for their houses of worship. These surveys, which have been offered for years, assess a house of worship security to verify its current security level, modify policies if needed, and offer ways to improve security. There hasn't been an increase in bias-related crimes in Fairfax County, but there has been a rising trend of bias-related crimes across the country, county police said. To request a security survey, houses of worship can reach out to the crime prevention or community outreach officers at whichever of the police department's 8 district stations serves the place of worship. Most surveys only take a couple of hours, but that depends on the size of the property. Police prefer that the facility be open during the survey, so the entire property may be accessed.